7 minutes now after 10 o'clock, and it's time for Kaleidoscope. Today, we get to talk with Linda Franzen from the Cottonwood County Historical Society. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
We appreciate you coming in and talking with us. Busy summer. Sounds like you've had lots of visitors.
Yes, we have. We always enjoy our summers. We get people that are traveling and decide to take a break and visit the museum, and it's always enjoyable to talk with them. We've also had a couple of events that we've enjoyed putting on. The Saturday Gals have done a game day in July, and also a trivia night. And trivia night was nicely attended for the first time, and we are probably going to do that again in the future.
Ah, so people need to watch and listen for details.
Exactly. It probably won't be in the near future, but in the future.
Coming up.
Coming up. Yes. That's right. That's right.
Well, there definitely is a lot going on over there.
Yes, yes. And of course, so we're getting ready for the Cottonwood County Fair, too. So.
And you will be out at the fair?
We will be, yes.
Okay.
The display this year is a fun one. We came across a number of citizen pictures that were wedding related, and you know, kids don't put wedding pictures in the newspaper anymore.
Right.
And so, and these were from the 1970s. So you're looking at 50 years ago,
Isn't
essentially.
That crazy that was 50 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. So we're gonna call the exhibit "Name That Newlywed," and have numbers by the people, and then sheets on kind of either end telling who they are. But we'll give you a chance to try to
guess.
Who these people
like
are.
Fun. That'll be a good one.
Yeah.
And that'll be in the gallery?
That'll be at the county fair.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, in our booth there. So you'll have to stop by. We also had a patriotic wall hanging donated from Mary Meyer that we'll have a raffle, and it'll actually be a raffle that we start at the fair, and it'll go till our annual meeting in November.
Okay.
So about 2 months. So you can check that out as well at the fair. And we always bring our 1926 map that we put on the wall, so you can check out your farm or your place of business that is on the. You can check out what's going on in 1926. So. That's kind of what our activities will be there. We always look forward to the fair.
It's always nice to be out and about, and mm-hmm. you get to see people sometimes you don't really get to see very often.
Except at the fair.
Yep, uh-huh. That's exactly right.
That's true.
So it's going to be a busy, busy week.
It is. It is going to be busy. We still have at the museum Shelley Court Swanson's show in the Remick Gallery, her retrospective. And we still have the Wyndham Cotton Quilters. Their challenge for the year is still, I think it's 14 pieces that are still up in our meeting room. So if you haven't had a chance, stop in and check those two things out.
Take a peek.
Exactly. Exactly.
And who knows? You might meet somebody from another country.
You might, or at least another state.
Another state, at least.
Exactly.
Yeah. So have you had people come from quite a ways away, sign the guest book?
Well, we just had this week some people from North Carolina. They're the one gal, her grandparents, she thought owned a grocery store in Wyndham.
Oh.
And I had one of my volunteers who moved here in the 60s, and she says, no, I don't remember that name. Well, we looked at the obituaries of her people, and the grocery store was actually in Lake Crystal. So it was like, well, let's
close.
See. Close, exactly.
Maybe they drove back and forth. Maybe.
I don't know. The family had moved around a lot, and they had lived in Wyndham on a farm, and then they actually came back to Wyndham when they retired, and then they lived in town in Wyndham. So.
Would I be surprised how many people stop in like that they're just passing through, mm-hmm. and they just, I think great-grandpa used to live around here.
That's right.
And people mm-hmm. just stop and do a little bit of digging.
Exactly. And it seems like it's people now that are newly retired, and they finally have time to think about like when they were growing up and their grandparents and where their grandparents lived and kind of the activities. And so they want to kind of go back and see the house that grandpa and grandma lived in or see the farm that they remember going to every summer.
Right.
So it is a nostalgia a lot that brings people through.
That's very cool, and it's neat that the Historical Society's here and that you've got a good staff that can really help dig stuff up.
We really do have good staff, good resources there at the museum, which is really fortunate.
Very good. All right, Linda, anything else we need to make sure and mention? There's a lot going on.
We are in August. The Saturday Gals are going to do a puzzle competition. So we're taking a picture from our collection and turning it into a puzzle, a 250-some piece puzzle, and you'll have it'll kind of be a competition of who can put it together the fastest. And I'm not sure exactly if we've determined how large the teams can be at this point, but I'll be sure and get a press release out to the radio station and the newspaper. So keep your eyes open.
That's a really neat, fun idea. Mm-hmm. Now, I am not a fast puzzle assembler, so it would not be good for me.
Uh-huh.
But some, you know, there's people that take puzzling very,
very seriously. You are right.
So that will be a fun day. We'll watch for that.
Yes, I think it should be fun.
All right. Linda, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having me. Is there anything else
we need to make sure and mention?
I think that should do it.
All right.
See you at the fair.
See you at the fair. Linda Franzen with the Cottonwood County Historical Society. And that will do it this morning on KDOM.